Morning.
The official Wellington Exempted Village School District.
Yes.
Those are all, of course, describing how the system is run and put together. Does that serve just the students in Wellington, or do you have people from outside the city itself, or how does that usually work for this part of the county?
We have two villages and six townships.
That make up all of the students
yes.
that you have in there. What kind of enrollment do you have in your
About 1,100 students.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on. We're in the middle of summertime, so this is where, and I've tried to tell Craig not to bring up the school word, back to school. he brought up a back to school ad yesterday that shows, but we get to that point right after the graduations and all of that, and then you start thinking, but as the superintendent, you're on a 12-month a year kind of mission, I guess, for the school, right?
Yes, and our facilities are operating as well. We're hosting a boys and girls summer camp all year at McCormick, and we do provide free breakfast and free lunch every day throughout the summer to any youth 18 years or younger. So McCormick is open throughout the summer.
Through the years, we've talked with other superintendents who often say summer is a very busy time, even beyond that kind of thing, because you have to get ready for the coming school year. What kind of things are happening in your schools now?
Often we have summer hiring positions to fill and to get ready. This year has been lighter than most, so we're readier than we have been and excited for the new school year. We had a great year that just ended. All of our internal data shows that our students showed some great growth. And we're excited for our fall report card to come out when the state does give those grades out. We think our scores will be up, and so we're excited about that.
Now, Bruce doesn't want to talk about back to school, but you brought in a back to school package that you will have at the county fair. Talk about that.
Yeah, in just about a month, we'll be hosting a tent right behind the famous Wellington Band donut booth. And we would invite our students and community members to come out and visit us, pick up your schedule and see your teachers and get some handouts from the school system.
Have you had any of those donuts over the years?
Yes, I have. I've worked the booth, too. They are delicious, fresh made.
So you've worked the booth in the front or in the back?
In the front. The front.
One of my favorite stops.
Yeah, I don't know every my assignment year. This year, but I'd hope for the front.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the schools and what's going on, getting ready. We see that you have a four-year strategic plan that begins or began in 2019. Can you highlight some of those facets?
Yeah, Craig and Bruce, just about 6 months ago, our Board of Education approved a strategic plan to help guide our work. We worked on the plan for 18 months, so it took quite a while to really craft the plan and goal and pathway we wanted to have. And upon that approval now, it's really kicked us into action on our direction. So excited about the opportunities for our teachers and for our students for their futures.
When you look at I would call it a rural school system, sometimes you think about students graduating and maybe working down on the farm or maybe local careers, but you're also focused on those who want to pursue a college education. Can you talk a little bit about that pathway?
Well, we really want both opportunities for all our students, and one of our strategic plan goals is every student has a college option and every student has a career option. So ideally what that might look like is every student has a college acceptance letter and every kid has a work keys assessment with a employable skill that they can use in the workforce if their choice was to go on for a career right after high school.
And just down the road here, you have a branch of Lorain County Community College. Do you have a tie-in with them?
Yes, we do. We have a tie-in in that and lots of activities for our students with courses and for our staff in regard to space and programming and opportunities they make available for us there.
Talking this morning with Ed Weber, Superintendent of Schools for Wellington. When you think of Wellington, we look across Spirit of 76 Museum, historic. I look coming in, I see the buildings, and you look at these bricks and wonder how old these buildings are. How historic are your schools, or what's the situation with them related to the function that they have and how new technology and things work within the schools and the buildings themselves? How are they holding up?
We have a brand new school in McCormick that's just a few years old. And then we do have some facilities that are a little bit older dated, Westwood being our oldest school and perhaps needing a little facelift to ensure its bright future. Our strategic goal plan 3 is in regard to fiscal resources and making sure that proper maintenance and timely investments are made so that bigger costs aren't had to be made.
Now, prior to being a superintendent, what was your role in education?
I've been a math teacher and I've been a high school principal.
Okay. And how does this sort of differ or allow you to do more things, or what do you miss about some of those other kind of the jobs that you had?
Well, I'm being a teacher, you're a daily person. And I remember a student telling me that when I was teaching them that she goes, well, you're my daily person, when she would write us notes. This is going back 20 years. And so your connection with the students, you have a smaller group of students, but your connection's very deep because you see them every day. And then as principal, you have more students that you get to govern with. And although in 1 year your relationship may not grow as deep as a teacher, but over a period of 4 years, I learned that, geez, no one has a better relationship than the principal to the students after that four-year period of time. And then as superintendent, you even get a larger group of students to work with, and you get to see them when they first start school in kindergarten all the way through graduation. So those are different experiences that I'm glad to have.
And different connections that you have with the students and the your ability really to impact them on different levels because of that,
because
of what you're able to do.
Exactly,
with that,
Bruce.
Too. But obviously you take sort of what you learned as maybe just a classroom teacher to a building, principal, then to a whole district. You can kind of maybe even think back to certain things that worked well and how you can implement those maybe on a different level.
Each job has its challenges and each job has its excitement. So I've been fortunate to have those. And I've also had the suburban, urban, and rural experience. And that's also been life-changing for me in cultural competency and learning a variety of different opportunities that children in America have.
Right. And are children learning differently now, or are we just learning different ways to teach them and allowing them to grow to their fullest potential, as it's sometimes said?
I would think probably both. We are evolving people, so I do think learning does change somewhat, but I also think the techniques and styles that we use for teaching also changes over time.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in and bringing us. Are those number 2 pencils? I just want to make
sure. Yes, they are.
Okay.
What else could they be?
Well, there are
number 4.
Okay,
I don't know.
There are number 1 and number 3 pencils. I've
really.
Yeah, certain. Yeah, they're for different purposes or whatever. But schools like number 2 pencils and a ruler. Craig, there's a good ruler and some notes as well. And then the part that doesn't mix with school is a frisbee or a. Whether the flying saucer platter, if we were to use the non.
The frisbee's all part of our wellness campaign.
Oh, okay.
So how well mind, body, and spirit
is. Well, we don't want to let Tubbs notice that we have a frisbee disc over here. We've got a dog in our King Realty location here that we've been playing with all morning when we're not busy on the air here.
Am I correct that this, we've been doing the morning show on the road for 6 years now?
Right.
Is this our first dog? We've had a parakeet. Is this our first dog?
Yes, we did have over at the nature at Miller Nature Preserve. We did have one of the animals there.
I think so too.
But of course, we couldn't remember what last parade we were in, and we discovered it was only 2 years ago. So sometimes take a while for our memory to figure it out. But we're having fun here this morning over at King Realty in Wellington, on South Main. Here we're talking about what's going on in Wellington. We've got stuff, Lorain County Fair, that's coming up next month as well, as we mentioned. The Wellington has their donut booth there, and we'll be talking with some folks about the fair coming up as well as what's happening within the city. It's all ahead as we broadcast live from Wellington here on WEOL.
Your mandated energy costs will soon double.